Okay, a little drush. Not, I don't know, drush, pshat. Something very kedai to appreciate, understand this chelik of the davening, which we do both on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. It's very, very critical to appreciate, really, it's not a drush, it's pshat, what is going on during the musaf of the Shemoneh Esrei. I'm referring specifically to Aleinu. We just spent some time learning Aleinu. During the Chazaras Hashatz, we pretty much break up Aleinu into two parts. On Rosh Hashanah, we have an obligation to recite 10 Pesukim of Malchios. That's the meaning is, we recite this Malchios, Zichroinois, and Shaifers. So what do? We go to the Chazaras Hashatz, Mevnei Chatoenu, we come to Aleinu. Let me just turn to the page. We come to Aleinu, and in the Machzor is printed Malchios. Here in the art scroll Machzor, it says Malchios. The ark is opened. And the Shliach Tzibor, beautifully, he sings in the traditional Nigun. Some argue that this Nigun goes all the way back to the time of Zman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim. Some will argue that the motif of this Nigun, there are different varieties, different variations, but basically everyone sings the same basic motif in Aleinu. It goes back, the Mesura is, from the time of the Beis HaMikdash. This is the Mesura. So we sing Aleinu, and then we close the Aron, we open the Aron, v'nachnu kodim, v'mishtach ma'odim, l'fnei melech, fine, and we come to the end, the kagasub b'sarasov, v'yodat hayim ha'shvos el levavech, ki Hashem ulokim, v'ashomayim imadaris mitochas, ein od. Okay? Now, keep on going. Right, let's keep on going. Al kein nikavulcha. Don't we keep on going the whole year round? There are two parts to Aleinu. There's the first part and the second part. By the way, who composed the first part? What is the tradition? This is the legacy of Yoshua. He composed Aleinu, and in fact, it's merumas in his name is merumas. There are different expressions which spell Hoshea backwards. Ayin Aleinu is begins an ayin. That's Aleinu. Then the line that begins Sheloi Sam Sheloi Sam Chelkeinu Kohem is the Shin, and then we come to the Vav is Va'anachnu, and the Hey is Hu Elokeinu Ein Od Emes Malkeinu Evezulasa. Right, Moshe Vikub Hashem Ushkus Zo Begavei Miroi Mim. Period, and then it says, Hu Elokeinu Einot. Okay, that's a new sentence. So it backwards spells Ho Shea. Vayikra Moshe Hoshea Binun Yehoshua. His real name was Hoshea. Hoshea composed Aleinu, and that is why his name, the acronym of his name, is in Aleinu backwards. Hey, the last part of Aleinu is Hu Elokeinu. The second to last part is Va'anachnu, that's Hevav. The third to last part is Sheloi Sam is the Shin. And the first part is Aleinu. Backwards is Hoy Shea, the name of Yehoshua Benun. Vayikra Moshe Hoshea Benun Yehoshua. Vayikra, so his real name was Hoshea. Now, what about the second? Al Kain Nikavel Lecha Hashem Elokein. What are the first three letters? Al is Ayin, Kain is Chof, Niv is Nun, Aleph Chof Nun is Ochon, the one who took from the spoils of Yerichai, of Ai, the one who took from the spoils of Ai. He took from the spoils of Ai, and because of him, it says 36 people died, which Chazal said was one person was.
No, he took from the spoils of Yerichai, and they died.
Ai, took from the spoils of Yerichai, correct? Yerichai, and because of that, 36 people, some say one person, Asniel ben Asniel ben Kenaz, died, and connected the 36 members of Sanhedrin. A very great person died because of him, because of this chait, and they were demoralized, they were defeated, and Moshe went, and Hashem said to Moshe, Choto Yisrael, they have sinned. Choto, Yoshua, and then he made a girl, and they found the culprit. He told them to be misvad. Everyone knows the story of Ochan. Ochan, before he was killed, before he was executed by Bezdin for the sin, by Moshe, for the sin of taking from the spoils, he composed the second part of Aleinu, which begins from Al-Kain Nikav Elucha. Okay, that's classic Torah. People debate if this is all true. There's a lot of Torah on this, but we have two parts to Aleinu. Aleinu is Yoshua, Al-Kain Nikav Elucha is Ochan. They go together, we package them together, and we recite this hundreds of times during the year. Every single day, 365 days a year, multiplied by 3, over 1,000 times a year, we recite the Tefillah of Aleinu, composed of the two parts. There's one exception. The only time we break up Aleinu, Yoshua's Chelek of Aleinu, from the Chelek of Ochan, which is always glued, crazy glued together, you never break them up, is once a year. three times a year. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. My high. We come to Ein Od, keep on going, right? The lips tell you to keep on going. Mitzvah Sanosha Milimuda. We do this over 1,000 times a year. Why stop? No, gotta take a break. Take a break. By Nusach Svard, the break is such a break, the Shliach Tzibur actually sits down. They sit him down on a chair. Milishman Esrei. They sit him down. And the choir walks in. Nice choir comes in, bringing a choir for $10,000, and they start to sing Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. They mispalel that the Shliach Tzibur should be successful. Heyei em pifiyos Shluchei Amcha Beis Yisrael. This is a beautiful, beautiful nusach. This is just off the charts. The yofi of this nusach, and there's so many different beautiful traditional nigunim and melodies. Some serious, some happy, some sad, that are sung to accompany these words. And then there's the partial Yikashal of Lashon. It's awesome. Fine, done. The Tzibur has prayed for the success of the Shliach Tzibur. So maybe now we can get the show on the road and get back to Ochan, Al-Kain Nikav Elucha. No, not yet. The Shliach Tzibur, I also want to daven for myself. I also, it's like now, Hashem Sifosai Tiftach Fiyageti Lasecha, Oichila. Oichila is one of the most solemn moments of the whole Chazor Sashatz. Oichila. Everyone's singing, no one changes. No one's playing Mordechai Ben David for Oichila. I guarantee you that. Oichila is classic. They've done a lot of strange things with the Nusach Tzila. A lot of things have happened in the Nusach HaTzila, but Oichila has always remained tradition. The Nigun for Oichila has stood the test of time. No one that I know of has ever manipulated Oichila. You never got a CD in Eichler's where there's someone singing a new melody to Oichila. Oichila, the Shat says the classic, traditional Nusach, it's very solemn. You all know, Oichila Lokel. Okay, it's a heavy-duty nigun. Fine. And what is this? The Shliach Tzibur begs Hashem that he be successful. So first the Tzibur begs Hashem, and then the Shliach Tzibur begs Hashem. And now that we have, after we conclude that, some say Yehi L'Rotzon loud, some say quietly, different than Hagim, the last line we say loud and quietly, now we resume. So the question is so obvious. Why? If you want to go and have a chila and a lokeinu, why in the middle of Aleinu? If you were writing the nusach, I guarantee every person there would put it before you begin Aleinu. Before you begin Aleinu, you would start with Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, and Ochila. Or maybe you would even go back. Maybe you would go back before you say Mibnei Chatoenu. After you finish Okel HaMelech HaKadosh, right? After you finish HaMelech HaKadosh, the first, the third bracha. And where's the third bracha? You finish, you say the Yesayu. You say the Yesayu, the Simloich, right? Kadosh atav v'noira shemecha ve'ein elo kad mibaladecha baruch atav Hashem ha-melech ha-kadosh. Now's the time when you start to say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Oichila. If you don't want to say it now, so say it before you begin Malchios. What in the world is going on? Did this ever bother you? you go and you mafsik right in the middle of Aleinu. You never mafsik in the middle of Aleinu between Yehoshua and Ochon. My high, what's going on over here? It's a good kasha. It's a very important, what are we doing when we say the Nusach HaTzvilah? So here's the answer. Last week, we spoke about the question, we made a whole elaboration, what's the difference between Kabbalas, Oil, Malchus, Shamayim, the whole year, and Kabbalas, Oil, Malchus, Shamayim, on Rosh Hashanah? Just like we elaborate, just like we have a question, what's the chilik between Zechiras, Yitzias, Mitzrayim, the whole year? Every single day we say, we say in Kriya Shema, and Lel Seder, the Lel Seder, we say, the whole Lel Seder is to remember Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's new? We do this every day. So we answer that. That's the famous Kasha. He has the same exact question on Rosh Hashanah. The whole day is all about Malchios. We blow shofar. We declare Hashem to be Melech. We do this every single day, twice a day. When you put your hands over your eyes and you say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, this is Kabbalas, Oil, Malchus Shamayim. What is unique about Rosh Hashanah? The answer is, the answer to that question is the answer why we break up Aleinu from Alkein with the Nusach of the Baal Tefillah. Now let me explain. There's a fundamental difference, just the translation of the words, the difference between the first half of Aleinu and the second half of Aleinu. You live your whole life and never even noticed this. The difference is, the first half of Aleinu is all about us. It's about how fortunate we are to be mekabel upon ourselves the Ol Malchus Shemayim. Aleinu l'shabeach la'adoy nakol. It's us to praise Hashem. How fortunate we are that we have the Torah Hashem gave. We know Hashem is the Melech, and we banachnu koydim u'mishtachav moydim lifnei Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, and we thank Hashem for the ability to do so. The second half of Aleinu is our desire to share this secret, to share our blessing with the ignorant. There's a whole world out there. There must be at least 7 billion people out there that don't understand, don't appreciate that Hashem is the Melech. They may think they understand, some of them don't, but they don't really know what it's all about. They can't possibly know what it's all about because they don't have the Torah. We know, we have to teach them. In Al Kein the Kavilucha, we sincerely ask Hashem to help us spread the word. We were Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, and we thank Hashem for Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, but now we say, Al Kein therefore, we yearn, Hashem Elokeinu, Liros Ner B'Seferis Uzach Lahavir, we want to remove the Avodah Zarah from the world, L'Sakein Oilam. Now, by the way, this is on the side that we once gave a whole shiur on this. It's very important to know this. In every single tzid that you have, how do you spell the word L'Sakein? I'm going off on a tangent, but it's important for our purpose. With a kuf. What does it mean, L'Sakein with a kuf? Tikkun, to fix. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it says here l'saken, it must mean the world is broken. The world is broken. L'saken, you always hear in the news, tikkun olam society. The tikkun olam society, right? People want to fix the world. Yeah. By the way, Rabbi Sai, some of the old neschois, you got to check this out. None of the sedurim I put on the bottom, a star, and tell you there's another girsa. It appears the correct way to spell this word is not with a kuf. In the old Siddurim, it's spelled with a chuf. L'sakein. What does it mean, l'sakein? To establish. The shorish is chuf, nun. Kain, binois, tzilofcha, doivos. Correct. The daughters of tzilofcha have spoken correctly. They're entitled to a Yerusha. Kain, Tikoin based to philosophy, to establish. the world is not broken. Whoever told you the world needs to be fixed? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. The world does not need tikkun. The world doesn't need to be fixed. The world needs to be established. L'sakein oila means to establish the world in the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to fix the world. The word fix really does not fit well. We have to be misakein the l'sakein. We need l'sakein the l'sakein. What? Over here, they translate it. Okay, al kain alilim karosi karesun. To perfect the universe. They're really translating it with a chaf. They're not translating with a kuf. L'saking does not with a kuf does not mean to perfect. I'm sorry, not my dictionary. L'saking with a kuf means to fix. With a chaf, not bad, not perfect, pretty close. It really means to establish. With a chaf, the closest word I'm just saying for myself, is l'sakein, which means to establish this world as a malchus of Shakai.
I've seen that elsewhere.
To establish. They wrote this to Chakira. How do I know all this? We did a share on this. In Chakira, the journal, Chakira journal, one of the early editions of Chakira journal was an article all about this word l'sakein olam. Tikkun olam, and it presented there the shocking chiddush is that it's not spelled correctly. It crept in a very major mistake into the Nusach. It's not with a kuf, it's with a chaf. And has a whole different meaning. And in fact, our article pretty much translates it with the correct, had it been written with a chaf, to perfect. It's nishtahi nishtahair. You got to go talk to Davis. He's coming around over here, Rabbi Davis. Ask him about the word perfect. It's a very interesting translation. Because it's not the translation of the word l'sakein. But it's also not the translation of the chaf. It's somewhere in the middle. It's nishtahi nishtahar. I don't know. It's interesting. Yeah. It's an interesting translation, but the question is, what is the word? Sorry. Now let's go further. What over here are we trying to do over here in this part of Aleinu? What are we trying to do in Aleinu? Spread the wealth. The first half of Aleinu, we're mikabel b'lev shalem, Hashem is the melech. The second half of Aleinu is our sincere desire that Hashem should be melech over the entire world. Exactly what we talk to say in the Nusach Atzila. The Yavin called Pa'ol, Ki'ato, Pa'alto. The Yavin called Yitzur, Ki'ato, Yitzarto. The Yeda called Asher Neshama B'yapo. That's the answer. The difference between the Makabolas Ol Malchus Shemayim the whole year and Kabolas Ol Malchus Shemayim on Rosh Hashanah is the whole year we're not out to fix the world. I should say the word fix. We're not out to establish to do Tikkun Olam with the Chaf. The whole year, just focus on yourself. Don't have such great ambitions. Be mekabel Hashem upon yourself. Halavai, halavai, you should accomplish that you can be mekabel Hashem upon yourself. Rosh Hashanah is the sincere goal to spread Hashem's malchus to the entire world. Now, how do you do that? Here's the key. You cannot do this on your own. Okay, there is no way you can do this on your own. To be mekabel o malchus shaman upon yourself, you can do it by yourself. You can sit in your little corner of the room and mekabel shma yisrael Hashem elokeinu Hashem is echad and mekabel upon myself. But to go out and do it to the entire world, we need to come together and have a leader. A shaliach tzibur. We need a representative. We have to pool our assets and appoint a representative who represents Gantz Klal Yisrael. The shaliach tzibur is the me'ein of the Mashiach. Is the me'ein. He is, and therefore, now, on Rosh Hashanah, where we're coming, we're Makabal Malchus. What's Malchus in Rosh Hashanah? It's Malchus, the whole, is Hashem upon us. But now we're coming to the crux. We're coming now to the part of what makes Rosh Hashanah unique, to make Hashem with the Sakein Olam, the Malchus Shakai. And for that, we can't do it by ourselves. We need to come together. We need a Shliach Tzibur. We have to pause. And we have to appoint a Shliach Tzibur. You, the guy in the front, with the towels and the kittel, you're the guy. You're our representative. We pray for you. We hear the Tzibur say, Elokeinu, Elokeinu, Seinu, Heyei, Impifioi Shiluchi Amcha Beis Yisrael. When he goes out to teach the world, Malchus Shakai, we pray that you be successful. We believe in you. We resource. We give you all the resources you need. We pull our assets. You're in charge. We pray for you. We want you to succeed. And after we pray, he prays. Oichila lokel achale panav. He prays that his tefillah should be successful. And now, and only now, can we go further in doing what the true, unique Malchios of Rosh Hashanah is all about. L'sakein oilam, the ganze welt. The Malchus Shakai. Not Yudke Vavke. When we daven, how do we daven? How do we mekabel o Malchus Shemayim? Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Yudke Vavke. Because only we know about Yudke Vavke. Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lohem. Even Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they were part of the Umos HaOlam when they established Klal Yisrael. They didn't get the Torah yet. We got the Torah. So we are makabel on a very high madrega. But for the Umos HaOlam, they're not holding where we're holding, but they have to also have a Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And their Malchus is the Malchus of the Bria. She'omar le'olamoy dai. The name Shakai is the Malchus of the universal Malchus. It's the Malchus of the Bria Sa'olam when Hashem gave a shout, She'omar le'olamoy dai. This is the way the world's going to be. I'm in charge. I am the Melech. So after we mekabel, we thank Hashem that we know about you when we said Kriya Shema today. But now, Rosh Hashanah, we're going weiter. We're going out to conquer the world, to teach the world Malchus Shakai, that we can't be Yechidim. We cannot be a Yochid. We need a Tzibur. We need a Melech HaMashiach. We need to put our faith in someone. We need to pray for that person. Nenela, it's with the ultimate perfect precision that it's here and now, in between Aleinu and Al Kain, we pause, we say Elokeinu, and we say Achila to go get ready for the next step, the ultimate conquest. Okay, there's more to this, we're not going to do it now, the more to this we're going to do tomorrow is, that's why on the mezuzah, the shakai on the outside of the mezuzah, and tefillin is the outside, the two parashios of Shema v'Hoyim Shemoa, Kadesh v'Yakev Yacha, maybe tomorrow we'll continue, I'll show you a little more how this idea is also hinted to in the tefillin and in the mezuzah. Yeah, please.